This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Military families' lives seem to stabilize after the initial jolt of the stop-move order from the Pentagon brass. But now the extension of that order is causing more problems. Blue Star Families' weekly Pain Point survey revealed a spike in problems with service members' finances and quality of life. Federal News Network Scott Mossioni spoke with Blue Star Family Senior Evaluation Manager Jenny Aiken.
The stop movement extension did occur during the current polling period. And so what we're seeing is sort of an immediate reaction to that. Obviously not great that we've seen an increase in the number of families who say they're going to be paying two leases or mortgages due to their PCS and uncertainty. Certainly not great that we have more families displaced due to PCS orders being delayed, or that they've got now unexpected out-of-pocket expenses as a result of that as well. What I hope to see and what we should see is that as families are contacted by their, the representative from the transportation office, that they do start to gain access to some of the resources that are already in place. And once that occurs, then we'll have a better understanding of kind of what are the real issues that have not been addressed, have not been taken care of within the system that's set up right now. So we are going to be monitoring this. We have taken on, this is a project within the CMSI and policy working group to start looking at really what are the holes in the existing stop movement policies. And so we hope to have some movement on that coming in the next week or two. We are also doing a deeper dive on some qualitative responses. So what are people saying to us? Right. What are the quotes that they're giving us that are actually explaining what these out-of-pocket expenses are? Are they getting reimbursed for those in a timely manner? Do they anticipate doing so?
So I guess one of the things that I'm a little confused about is I thought that the extension of this PCS stop move order, that people would have more time and that DOD would have more time to warn people about the possibility of them not being able to move or PCS. And so they wouldn't have this issue of paying the two rents and things like that. But it seems like maybe that didn't happen.
I think most people are still trying to wrap their heads around what this stop movement really is. I think you're seeing that nationally, people are not able to fully understand the magnitude of this crisis, or they thought it would be over by now. So yes, the previous stop movement order, they had talked about it being extended, but they didn't really give a hard deadline. And I think there were many families who really did not anticipate it going all the way through the end of June, but they really did expect to be able to move. And now that's just not the case. And it's not for lack of planning. I really think that, people are all on all sides of this, DOD, military families, everybody's trying to make the best decisions for their family right now. And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. We're used to uncertainty in military life, but this is a different type of uncertainty than I think anybody's ever faced before. What may be coming up indirectly, and this is what we're hoping to tease out when we get into the open-ended responses, is it's not just families who may have purchased a home in a, in a location they're going to, but it's also families who now are having to delay putting their house on the market or having a buyer back out, or maybe they are themselves landlords and their renters are defaulting on payments, and maybe they are also answering this question and saying, we're paying two leases due to PCS uncertainty, but not because of their PCS. But it may also be because they have a military family staying there who right. is going to be coming into it or something like that. So there are a lot of very nuanced issues that we're seeing come up right now. And there's just no way that the policies as they're currently in place can address all of them. So we are just really trying to tease out how can we improve these policies so that military families don't feel this way.
Right.
We're also trying to emphasize the importance of pushing down information. Many military families have a federally backed loan, right? So VA loan, especially. And those families are able to apply for forbearance under the CARES Act. And so we're also trying to help push some of that information down to families and make sure that they're aware of all of their options. There's some movement around where the Service Members Civil Relief Act does and does not come into play around this particular issue as well.
Right.
And so there's just some legal, there are just some legal things that I think families are uncertain of what they're, where they can go for relief.
I want to move a little bit to childcare. You know, one of the things that surprised me was that there's still essential personnel that are having trouble getting the childcare that they need. I talked to the Army recently and they felt like they were doing a good job providing it. You know, do you have any more insight as into where these, you know, basically one in five essential personnel are not being able to find this childcare?
Again, we need to do a little bit more coding on the qualitative data, which is really hard to do every week. So I think some more nuance will be introduced on that later. Right now, what I think, and this is just a suspicion at this point, going from the anecdotes that I've read through but not quantified yet, that there is relief in place through the CDCs if both partners in a relationship who need childcare are military mission essential. But what's not covered, they can get access to the CDCs. What's not covered is a partnership where one member is mission essential and the other is not, or is civilian mission essential off post. And those families in particular are having a very difficult time finding childcare and also being comfortable with using childcare is the other piece of this. And so, you know, we do see an increasing number who don't have access to their normal childcare provider. I know here in Washington State, there's been a lot of active lobbying at the state level to keep childcare providers open. And mine certainly is not open or accessible to me right now. You know, but I am not mission essential and I will not get UCMJ'd if I don't show up for work. So I know that's sort of a non-answer that we don't have a whole lot of clarity on right now, but a lot of it's because we're still doing a deeper dive on that analysis. It surprised me that it was this high. And the fact that it is about one in five for both civilian mission essential personnel who responded to this and military mission essential leads me to think that this is probably about the ratio you're looking at nationally. And so from that perspective, the thing that differentiates, you know, our population is that they can get in very big trouble for not showing up to work. And also they're experiencing something that families nationwide are experiencing.
Jenny Aiken, Senior Evaluation Manager at Blue Star Families, speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.